Welcome to Happy Hour. Happy Wednesday, everybody. He's Adam Harahuck. I'm Sean Cantwell. And do I want to actually, for like literally once in the existence of this radio show, be nice?
No. Why break tradition?
That was kind of my thought. But, you know, I'm feeling charitable. Magnanimous, really.
So wow, I think you're using the big words today.
Yeah, I actually know
somebody
a few of those.
Cracked open their dictionary today.
But I am going to be nice and go ahead and right off the jump, let you hockey.
All right. Hey, hockey town! So Monday, I didn't get a chance to go, but they had that big benefit hockey game.
The Shorzy Classic.
The Shorzy Classic. Cast members of the TV show Shorzy, which I finished that that show yesterday.
I need to catch up on that.
Oh, it's funny. And against the Detroit Red Wings alumni, and it had everything from what I saw. I mean, it was competitive hockey. I mean, these guys know how to play hockey. They're not just actors.
Yeah.
And I didn't get any audio, so I don't even know if, you know, Shorzy, Jared, whatever his last name is, who plays Shorzy, if he's talked and he used the voice. Because he had like the one voice that he had for Letterkenny, and then he had the high-pitched kind of thing when he's playing Shorzy.
Right.
So I don't know what that's going on, but
I'm pretty sure he told someone to give his, well,
yeah.
I can't. It wouldn't matter if we had the audio anyway, because he wouldn't be able to play any of it on this show.
Yeah. It is not, the show is not meant for all audiences. I'll just say that.
No, certainly not. I did hear McCarty got into a fight.
Yeah, with one of the gyms.
Yeah.
Because there's three guys on the team. For those of you who have never seen the show, there are three guys on the team, the Blueberry Bulldogs, who they're all named Jim. They won't go by Jimmy, James, nothing. It's just, and they all know who you're talking about. They all know who you're talking to. It is something to behold. But yeah, they got
pretty
together.
Impressive.
Yeah, they got together, and the place looked packed. It looked like they really had a good time.
Oh yeah,
McCarty was in there. He got into a scrap. You had Mickey Redman back on skates. You had Eddie Mio. Justin Advocator was back. Drew Miller, Jimmy Howard, but he was not playing goal. He was playing defense. And scored a goal. A real nice one. Nice slapper.
Nice. You love to see it.
Yeah. So that was a interesting stats. You know what? I forgot to find out who won the game.
I would assume the Red Wings, but you know.
I don't know. The cast members from Shorzy, they are in game shape, so I don't know. But yeah, they it looked like a lot of fun. I mean, the players were like, as they were skating by, they were seeing people take pictures. They just stand there, wait for, let them take their picture and everything. They had a great time. Now, if they could have as much fun with the current Red Wings, boy, that would be great, huh?
Yeah, that it certainly would.
So have you watched?
They're playing tonight.
Yeah, they're playing the Penguins in Pittsburgh, a 7:30 puck drop. So you haven't watched any of the Shorzy yet?
I've watched like the first couple episodes, and that's been about it.
Yeah, it's really... It is really good. I mean, it follows a lot of the same things like Letterkenny, which, you know, if you see one joke, if you liked it, don't worry, you're going to see it a lot. They run out the same jokes throughout the entire the show's run.
Good to know.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun. But yeah, the Red Wings take on the Pittsburgh Penguins tonight. Right now, Penguins not playing that great. So maybe the Wings have got a fighting shot at this. They got lit right up the other day, 7-1 against the Stars, where six of those goals were scored in the first period. A lot of people say there's going to be a coaching change.
I keep hearing that. I don't know if I've heard it from anyone particularly reputable.
No, not really major. So, yeah, Red Wings are now sitting at 6-7-1.
Well, there was the rumor that went around that that Lalonde's replacement could potentially be Joel Quenneville, which no.
Yeah, you're not a big fan of that.
I am very much not a fan of that. I don't quite frankly want anyone involved with the whole Kyle Beach thing over in Chicago to work for my team ever.
Yeah, it's kind of a real terrible situation where everybody was just kind of knew about this sex scandal and didn't do anything about it.
Right.
So either Andrei Athanasiou got put down to the minors.
Really?
Yeah. He couldn't cut it in Chicago. That's his fourth stop in the NHL, I do believe. He cleared waivers, and he's going to be playing the AHL, which they're going to be playing. I think it's the I can't remember who their Rockford team.
At the Rockford Ice Hogs?
Rockford Ice Hogs, yes. Easy for me to say. They're playing the Griffins tonight. So Grand Rapids Griffins are like, welcome back, AA, showing Athanasiou in a Griffin sweater and everything else. So that had everybody. I'd had people sending me texts. Oh, Athanasiou's back. They signed him. Stevie must have picked him up off of waivers. I'm like, why?
Why would he do this? I don't understand.
Yeah, so I don't know. A lot of people are like, no, it's not that.
Yeah, no, absolutely not.
So I mean, and I liked him. Really fast skater, but he just wasn't able to really piece it together.
No, he was not. Like, that was, I had high hopes for him, certainly, when he came over here in the first place, and yep. Those were not realized by any means.
No, it was one of those kind of lackluster draft picks that Kenny Holland has kind of put us with. As far as our draft picks, pretty high up on those. I wonder if I could find those stats in a hurry, but the two goaltenders, Trey Augustine and Sebastian Kosa, they're making an argument that they're going to be the show. They're going to be the people to watch coming up through the pipeline for the Detroit Red Wings. And when it comes to goalies, we've got to figure it out. I mean, you brought in Husso.
Yeah.
He's back. Not doing that great. That's because Alex Lyon is injured. So the question is, when Lyon is healthy, what is Stevie going to do? Is he going to keep Husso? Is he going to send Lyon down? Or is Lyon going to be the backup? I mean, what are we doing here? Because you've also got Cam Talbot not exactly being a slouch, even though, you know, in hockey goalie years, he's 85.
Yeah, there is also that. I don't know, honestly, man. Like, I feel like he's going to end up, like, Husso probably either gets sent down or they just do the thing like they did last season where you just keep three goalies up here and just, one of them just isn't ever going to play. Like it's really kind of hard to say.
I mean, me? Trade bait. But, you know, I'm sure they all have, like, no trade clauses and
yeah.
and everything that goes along with that. But
oh, yeah, no doubt. It's not exactly an enviable position to be in, you know, juggling those contracts.
No. I wouldn't want that job. I mean, when I was doing a fantasy hockey, which apparently I'm still doing fantasy hockey. I wonder how I'm doing. I haven't checked out my team.
I love this whole apparently I'm still doing. You knew damn well you were doing fantasy hockey, sir.
I mean, right now, I mean, what I was going to say was, you know, when I'm doing fantasy hockey, I'm sweating bullets about making certain moves, but some moves are easier than others. Ville Husso, two games over the season so far, both of them losses. Goal against average of 4.94, save percentage of 8.11. Not good. Not good at all. Alex Lyon, a little bit better. Two wins, three losses, 2.78 with a 9.16. Then you got Mr. Cam Talbot. Four wins, two losses, 2.41, 9.26 with one shutout. Kind of teaching the young kids how it's done, right?
Yeah.
So he's staying. He's got to stay.
Oh, yeah. Obviously, he's not going anywhere.
Nope. I haven't seen any projected lineups for tonight, so I'm hoping that maybe he gets the start. Oh, no, okay, yeah. According to Helene St. James at the Freep, Talbot is getting the nod for Wednesday's matchup with Pittsburgh.
Yep, was indeed going to tell you that. Oh, another little quick Red Wings thing, we can do this the next time if you'd like. Apparently, they're now talking the owners of whatever they're calling our local sports networks this week are now offering fans a...
I saw this.
A la carte games for $6.99 a pop.
Yeah, wow. Are they desperate or what? I mean, we've decided to go ahead and cut the cable, and I'm just going to get streaming service through somebody else, streaming internet through somebody else, and get just the FanDuel Sports Network a la carte, whatever. Not the a la carte. I'm just going to get the. I'm just going to pay for the app. But
I see. I thought you were paying for the app at one point.
No. I just got it with Spectrum.
Was it they want like 20 a month for it or something?
Something like, is it 20 a month? Yeah. I'd be fine with that because I'm going to watch more than five games in a month. So
I feel like you'll watch just all the games.
If I'm paying for that, well, right now, it's so stupid. I pay for all these streaming services, and the only time I ever watch anything off Spectrum is if there's a tornado. I want to check out the weather.
Or if the Wings are playing.
Or the Wings or the Tigers.
That's.
Oh, and the Lions. Yeah, can't forget about the Lions.
Well, yeah. I mean, it just, I hate that somehow in the cable era where everything's just supposed to be more readily available than it has been at any time in our lives, that it's getting harder than ever for people to follow the teams that they want to watch.
Yeah, how many times, I mean, you behind the bar at the watering hole you work at, how often, hey, so-and-so's playing. Where are they playing? When are they playing? How are they playing? What are they doing? What streaming service?
I mean, if it's, for the most part, if it's the Wings and Tigers, it's always on, DraftDuel Sports Network or whatever, so right. I don't have to worry about that because we have regular just...
I thought it was on FanKings.
Yeah, we just have linear cable at our place, so yeah, that's not a problem. It's when you get into like people who want to watch like when the local team's not playing and have a specific thing they want to watch. Oh, that's on ESPN Plus, which we had for a while. We now don't. Or like the Thursday night games on Prime, which I think we still have a Fire Stick that works. It's become a complicated thing that's just designed to gouge as much money as it possibly can from people.
I mean, I haven't heard any positive reaction from this a la carte from FanDuel. $6.99 for one game, I mean, that's...
is not something a lot of people are willing to pay, I don't think.
No, not well, especially not with a Wings team that is not this, doing that great. But
yeah.
It's not, they're expecting you to say, oh, there's this one marquee matchup that I just have to see. I have to see this game, and I'll go ahead and pay for it. I mean, it sounds like... the old days of, pay-per-view. I know pay-per-view is still a thing, but so often people would sit there and pay for a movie or something like that and then not show up or an event. So I don't know. I'm not a big fan of it.
No, truth be told, I'm not either. I don't really get down with that. Like, the idea of the a la carte, and especially paying that much for it, can you imagine a Tigers fan? Like, if you're talking, if you...
you might as well pay the 20 a month.
Yeah, and I think that that's what a lot of people in that situation would choose to do. Otherwise, you're looking at literally $1,000 plus a year for every
game.
Wow. If you were to buy all the games a la carte.
I think the last game of the season, you get to go to the game and sit in the first baseline.
Right? I say, for that kind of money, no thanks. I'll just go buy season tickets.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, that's probably what they're thinking. It's like, well, we want the... they're probably kind of... let you know the grass is always greener or, whatever. Yeah, you could go $6.99 or you can pay for it all at one time for $20 a month. But after the hockey season, I'm going to cancel this. Yeah, we know.
Right, because you don't care about the Tigers.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about the Tigers. Yeah, I guess they got me.
Right. I mean, it's not like the Pistons are exactly keeping me around or anybody these
days. No, no. Not yet. I mean, they'll get better someday, won't they?
Will they? Will they, though?
I hope so.
Well, we all hope so, but hope hasn't gotten us very far yet. I do want to get into the Tigers, actually, a little bit on the other side.
Sure.
So it is happy hour at Solid State Radio. A double dose of local music this hour. That was Sponge off of their new 1994 record with their cover of Mazzy Stars Fade Into You, and then Attaboy in there before that with their track Man I Am at your local alternative Solid State Radio.
Heard the Sponge's version of No Excuses, the Alice in Chains classic.
Oh, really? I have not yet.
It's very much reminds me of when Weezer did that Toto song.
Africa.
I mean, it was pretty much a note for note remake. I mean,
really?
The part I heard, I didn't hear the whole thing, but the part that I heard was, if a band is going to cover something and record it and, release it on their own album, I expect them to like twist it up a little bit. Make it their own.
And that did not happen here?
It did not happen. But, I mean, it's a good, faithful version.
Fair enough. Now, I always, when it comes to things like that, who's the other singer on it? Because I mean, when you want
Cat, you know, from Taproot.
Oh, no kidding. Okay.
Yep.
All right. Yeah, I would definitely check this out. Like, because I have not heard it yet, and I feel like I absolutely need to. Because like you need two strong voices on that song. I mean,
oh yeah.
What's the other version of that we play here in regular rotation? The Flowers on the Grave and Possum Valley.
Yeah, they did a really good job there too.
No, they absolutely did. Did they, by the way, is there like a whole album of them just doing covers, or did they just drop the two? Like,
I think there's a whole album, but they just sent us No Excuses and Big Empty. I don't know if it ever got released, but I'll have to reach out to them.
Man, please do. I still want to get them together on a Solid State or a Sessions concert thing of some sort.
Oh, that would be a lot of fun.
I feel like it would be a good time for all parties involved, man.
Oh, but yeah.
Make it happen. You're the local music guy. Make it happen.
I will see what I can do.
Here's a new one from Hozier. It's Nobody's Soldier. Your local alternative is Solid State Radio. Gaslight Anthem at Solid State Radio. So I have to rant for a moment. I did say we were going to do a little bit of Tiger stuff here, because yeah. Scott Harris has been talking. We're in the middle of the GM meetings again in MLB. And
they want to do away with the pitcher. They just want to go ahead and have a pitching machine.
No, actually, they're replacing pitchers with just tees. That's apparently the plan now. No, I have concerns. I have very strong concerns about the direction that this team is taking.
Okay,
going forward, because Scott Harris said something today that scares me a little bit. Obviously, we don't know what this team's actually going to do with regards to certain issues that gaping holes this team has, basically. But I'm ultimately going to judge them on what they do, not necessarily the things that are coming out of Scott Harris's mouth now, because it's all misdirection. Like, I feel like these sort of things, especially when you're talking about GMs leading up to trade deadlines and things, it's all misdirection, usually. But I don't have anything else to judge him on, because the track record thus far has kind of indicated the things that he's actually done here. But I'm hoping to be wrong about this. But he had told, I believe he told one of the local beat writers today that the plan is for next season for Javi Baez to be back and platooning with Trey Sweeney at short.
Ah, oh boy.
He's also been on record this week as saying that they're going for like one-year deals with pitchers, which means we're not going to have a Corbin Burns here. So expect another Jack Flaherty kind of signing, if anything, or maybe something out of the Michael Lorenzen bargain bin, which, I mean, not that that didn't work out for us, but basically trade bait. And then as far as like hitters, like they don't want to give up term, which doesn't strike me as meaning that you're going to get Alex Bregman here at third or anything like that. And, you know, something kind of dawned on me, Harahawk.
Yeah.
Like, there's a lot of parallels here to another team here in Detroit.
Uh-oh.
We don't want to commit term to any free agents. We're just looking for, like, short bridge deals or one-year deals and flyers on guys that we're probably going to trade at the deadline. The Iser plan is the Scott Harris plan is the Iser plan. It's like it's like the meme with the two Spider-Men pointing at each other.
Yeah, well,
it's the same thing.
And what do they both have in common? They're owned by
Chris Illich.
Yep.
And it's funny. I was telling somebody this last night, because we know that Steve Yzerman is a very good NHL GM. We've seen him do it. We watched him basically build.
He has a couple of rings to show for it.
The Tampa Bay dynasty, such as it was.
Yep.
He was responsible in large part for assembling that team and drafting the pieces that would go on to do what that team has done.
Yes.
You'll never convince me otherwise. I'm convinced there has to be directive from above saying that, nope, not spending any money ever. Like, it's just not going to, like, I feel like there's almost a directive from above that this team has to behave like a small market team, which infuriates me to no end.
Because these are two very storied franchises.
This isn't a small market. This is goddamn Detroit.
Yeah.
We're not Pittsburgh. We're not Columbus. We're not Cincinnati, where the owner is telling you you're basically lucky to have a baseball team.
Right.
That's not what we do here. We don't. We may not have the storied tradition of a New York or a Boston or whatever the hell garbage city you want to throw at me, but damn it, we have a tradition of expecting at least, other than our football team, that the rest of our sports franchises are going to bleep and try.
Yep. I mean, we've heard this from somebody in the know. Not going to give out any names, but he was saying in our studio, Chris Ilitch doesn't want to spend money. He's being very frugal. I mean, that apple fell way too far from that tree because Mr. Ilitch, he was a competitor. He wanted to win it at all costs. And Chris Ilitch, who has to answer to, other members of the family, there's a mess there. I think they need to sell the team. And I don't ever like to go to that well because it's too easy. But I think Chris Ilitch, I think the Ilitch family needs to sell.
I hate to say that. I hate to think that way, but I feel like there might be something to that because, yeah, Mike Ilitch had no problem spending money, even when it was sometimes detrimental to the team.
Yeah, he had no problem.
But here it does not seem like that's the case. Like, you're expected to operate like – and I'm sorry. I am not in any way, shape, or form willing to accept that Detroit is a small market now.
We are not.
You're not going to convince me otherwise on this. There's no reason why we shouldn't be able to go out there – and put up a payroll and, spend and hang with any team in the National Hockey League or Major League Baseball, for that matter.
We have hosted a Super Bowl, an NFL draft, which we did very well at both.
Yes, we did.
Major League Baseball All-Star Games. What do you need to do we need to host the Olympics to know that we're not a podunk town?
Yeah, because I have no interest in having my baseball franchise treat me like we're just some small market that doesn't some podunk nowhere town that doesn't deserve to have major league sports, man. I'm not down with this. I am in no way, shape, or form willing to be okay with that.
Right.
And
you shouldn't be.
And I feel like that's what I'm basically being asked to do by the brain trust here in Detroit. And I'm not happy about it.
It is hard to stomach. It really is. But yeah, I mean, all the signs are pointing to problems in ownership. In my ever humble opinion,
all the signs are also pointing to this team just isn't going to spend.
Nope, can't. They won't let them.
And I hate that for this team. I really truly do, because there is an opportunity here. Like, are we just then treating this? The Tigers' playoff run last year like it was just a fluke, and that we don't have. I mean, sure, you can make an argument that there was a little bit of flukiness to it. I mean, I didn't expect any of what happened to happen. Certainly, I'm not going to sit here and lie to you and tell you otherwise.
Right.
But I mean, usually that's a sign that okay, you've made the playoffs now with your core guys. That this is traditionally where teams that actually care. We'll go and be like, all right, the pieces are here. The time is now. Let's do this damn thing. And instead, it seems like we're going to retreat further and further, back. Like, I fully expect that there's a good chance you don't even make the playoffs next year.
That would be very sad, considering the run that they had towards the end there.
Apparently, there's also news that Tarek Skubal got made a non-competitive offer for an extension. Like,
really?
By which I mean, like, they basically lowballed him.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
See, now that is stupid. I'm hoping that maybe the Ilitch family will see a parade of sorts for our football team. Maybe when they win the big barbecue.
You were just so afraid of the word Super Bowl.
Yes, there you go again. Stop it. You're jinxing.
Just say it. Just let it roll off your tongue, Hair Huck. Embrace it.
If that happens, or when it happens, excuse me, Ilitch family will see what a sports town it looks like again. and be like,
I mean,
well,
they should know from the last time the Red Wings did it, but apparently we weren't paying attention back then.
Well, how old was Chris Ilitch when this all was happening? I mean,
our last Stanley Cup was in 08, dude. I was at least out of high school at that point.
I think Chris Ilitch was like 5-6 years old. And
he's not younger than me.
I don't know.
Pretty sure.
I don't know. It's... I don't know. I
if so, then why am I not running a professional sports franchise at my age? Jeez. I mean, there are many reasons for that.
Because you hate everybody and everything.
Okay, yeah, there is that. Yeah, bring that up.
Yeah, yeah. So, I mean, I hate to... I don't like to point fingers. I'm always of the mindset of, just give it time. It'll all work out. But, I mean, you can't look at the GM for the Wings or the Tigers and because, like, the moves that Yzerman has made is very un-Yzerman-esque compared to what he did over in Tampa. It definitely was different from Kenny Holland when he was under Mike Ilitch. There's the common denominator here, and that is Christopher Ilitch.
It kind of looks that way.
You got to go.
Yeah. I don't think that's going to happen anytime soon, but it's clear that he's not running the team the same way his folks did.
Maybe,
and that's why we're seeing the same plan that isn't working being enacted across both of the franchises in town that they own.
Well, maybe he's keeping the price low to get keeping things the cost low for potential buyers.
One can only hope, right?
Mm-hmm.
Here's the offspring at Solid State Radio. Eddie Vedder, your local alternative, Solid State Radio. So apparently there's been all just sorts of fun over on Elon Musk's dystopian wasteland ever since the election.
Well, he's active on it. He banned Stephen King. I don't have the tweet in front of me, but...
Something about referring to him as, like, the First Lady? The
First Lady. And Elon Musk, he's got a lot of money, but he has no sense of humor.
Oh, he thinks he's the funniest guy ever. That's why every, like, you know, stupid purchase he makes always seems to end in the numbers 420 or 69.
Yeah.
He's basically got the sense of humor of a prepubescent boy.
Yeah.
Thankfully, he can't ban us on this platform because, well, Solid State Radio is not really active on on Twixter or whatever it's called now.
So
that's... Which is funny because wasn't he the guy who was gonna be all like, oh, we're buying this, we're bringing back free speech and so on and so forth. My, that lasted real long, didn't it?
Yeah, that was total George Orwell 1984 right there. So, yeah, I mean, that's all happening.
You can't say anything mean about me or else.
Yeah. And then Trump is having him part of his cabinet. I can't remember what stupid term he gave. Director of, I don't know.
Like, what would, I mean, what do you really put the guy in charge of?
He was basically saying that, you know, it's going to hurt for a couple of years. We got to figure out where we're hemorrhaging money. So we're going to get, of course, we're going to go ahead and get rid of, you know, free lunch programs. We're going to get rid of, you know, Medicaid. We're going to get rid of, you know. I don't know if this all is true, but there's a lot of people saying that he's going after Social Security.
I mean, it wouldn't surprise me.
There's no way that he would be able to get away with something like that. So I think wherever I heard that from is, you know, just Chicken Little syndrome, some fear-mongering.
I mean, I feel like it has to be because he knows there's no way that their party will ever win an election again if they take away the Social Security and Medicare.
Oh, no.
Like... Here we thought that, you know, you start threatening abortion, people are going to show up to spite you. That might actually even have a worse effect.
Well, the whole abortion thing, that is blowing up in certain people's faces. We'll talk about that here in a second. But then the whole illegal immigration, talking about, let's get rid of them. Get rid of all the illegal immigrants. And everybody's kind of taking to social media saying, now listen, you get rid of all the illegal immigrants, people won't be working on farms. Next thing you know, you're going to be paying $9 for a head of lettuce, and you're going to be screaming, you know, let's go Brandon. Some people with common sense are finally coming out of the woodwork. It's like, you know what? We're tired of being quiet. We're tired of waiting to see what happens. So this is
a little bit
refreshing to see. I can't remember the cat's name, but he is a big YouTube guy. And he's a YouTube right-wing wacko. And he took to social media and said, "Your body, my choice."
Yeah, I heard about that whole thing.
Well, he got doxxed.
Yeah, they put out his home address and the whole bit. It's great.
I mean,
like, not that I ever want to encourage that sort of thing.
No, no. In fact, I would like to go ahead and start out by saying that, we don't want anybody doxxed or hurt or, you know.
Maybe this guy, though.
The guy's never going to get laid again, I'll tell you that right now.
No, he's certainly not, nor should he, nor does he deserve to, quite frankly.
Yep. I mean, and then in the other heading of stupid people, mm-hmm. here they were having a play of Diary of Anne Frank.
Oh, no.
And an American Legion. And somebody decided to go ahead and camp outside in a Nazi, protesting for the Nazi party.
What have we seriously come to in this country, man? I swear.
Right.
Why are we like this?
I don't know. I think it's because, demonstrators waved Nazi flags outside.
Nazi flags.
Nazi. Local theater performance. Of
Killing Nazis.
The Diary of Anne Frank in Michigan. Group of people carrying Nazi flags demonstrated outside a community theater performance of the Diary of Anne Frank in Livingston County. Several masked men.
Of course it was in Livingston County. Yeah. Why wouldn't it be?
Several men
showed up. For all the racists like to go.
Waving Nazi flags and reportedly shouting anti-Semitic and racist slurs outside the American Legion Post 141 in Howell.
Fan-bloody-tastic.
Yep. You know, why this is all happening is because we are no longer afraid of getting punched in the face.
Right? You know, there was a time where if you showed up, you know, doing some nonsense like this, that someone was going to jawjack you, and that threat just doesn't seem to exist in today's society, and it's truly unfortunate.
F-A-F-O. I think everybody might know what I'm talking about.
Right.
Talking about,
the problem is that the finding out part just has not come around yet for a lot of these people.
I think if these people would have showed up with Nazi flags and, you know, white power or everything, and then, you know, just about, you know, 20 people just kick the crap out of them.
Honestly, at a Legion Hall, you would think that that would happen. Like, I didn't come back from fighting Nazis to, you know, have to deal with Nazis here. That was the whole damn point.
Exactly. But there's some people that, well, you know what, they have a right. They have a right to their. But no, I mean, we fought a war against these people. They're talking about the death of 6 million Jews, and, you know, of course, a lot of them are saying it didn't happen.
Because these mouth breathers are, you know, don't understand how to read books and things. You know, that's not. It's not. Is that really a surprise, though?
Yeah, I mean,
we're not talking. They're not sending their brightest and best.
No, they're not. They like the losers. They've got their Nazi flags, their Confederate flags, the Washington General flags. I mean, they just like losers.
Exactly. They just like really being on the losing side of things.
And of course, you know, they're chanting Heil Hitler, Heil Trump.
Yeah, that's lovely.
I mean, these people, words.
All I'm saying is, if we have to own people who go, you know, rioting in the streets and demonstrating and, you know, supposedly burning down cities, why don't they have to own these morons? That is what I'd like to know.
Yes,
that's all I'm asking. Like, if I'm expected to somehow atone for every idiot that decides to, you know, break through a window and go into a business because, oh, those are your people, how come you don't have to own these jackasses?
Exactly.
That's the answer I would like to have, and I feel like I'm not going, well, it's totally different because...
It's a good question.
Like, I don't... I hate that. Like, if I have to own the worst people on quote unquote our side or whatever, you guys can have fun owning the, you know, your body my choice jackass. How about that?
Oh, yeah, I hope that guy never gets laid again. Back to the my body. He's, your body my choice guy.
Oh, you know that dude's never getting laid again.
I don't know, if he makes a bunch of money, there'll be one woman's like, oh, I can change him.
Well, I mean, yeah, the pick-me's do exist, I guess.
Nick Fuentes, by the way, that's his name.
That's his name, and his home address is...
Oh, he's probably not living there now. It was probably his mom's house. Like, Nick, Nicky, why are there a bunch of people throwing things at our house?
Yeah, some friends over here looking for you.
Oh, boy, my Nicky's all popular. Look at all the ladies coming to see him. Nicky, why are you hiding in the garage?
With your car running.
Get that gun out of your mouth. He said what? Oh, Nicky, pull the trigger. Come on.
Come on. There's a quicker way to do this, kid.
Oh,
this is where I'd offer. I say we should put somebody on the apology list, but if ever there were a person on this show that absolutely does not deserve that, it's this bozo. It's happy hour. It's Solid State Radio. Stick around. So very, very rarely ever, Adam, is anyone going to accuse me of being a nationalist, a patriot, patriotic even. These are not terms that are typically associated with one Sean Cantwell. This may be one of the few times where me and people who self-identify in that way might actually have a little bit of common ground.
Okay.
So I had seen this quote the other day. I believe The Athletic had posted this, that the coach, I believe it was, of some team over in Europe, I guess, was particularly taking offense to the idea of the Boston Celtics calling themselves the world champions, I guess. I guess they take offense to that sort of thing.
Sure.
As the coach of whatever, apparently Turkish Airlines EuroLeague reigning champ over there, said, quote, "You guys, Celtics, are not world champions. You are only NBA champs. We are the EuroLeague champions. If you want to be world champions, come and play us. Beat us, and then, okay, you'll be world champions." Guys, I hate to break this to you. No one cares about your stupid EuroLeague, okay?
Nope.
Literally nobody other than you and your country, because you think that because you've just got to be opposed to the idea that, you know, we have all the best players, are hung up on this, oh, well, they're not really the world champions because they haven't played anyone else in the world. They don't need to. They have all the talent.
Yep.
Like, and this the comment section that's just evolved into a bunch of mouth breathers going off, well, Germany's the real world champions, you know, as far as like the national team sort of thing, because they apparently think the World Cup of basketball, which is only played every 4 years and conveniently happens to be played the year before they do basketball in the Olympics, every time.
I didn't even know that was a thing.
Well, I didn't either, because no one gives a good goddamn about FIBA. Like, these people, like, don't cease to amaze me, because, okay, great, Germany won this stupid World Cup that literally nobody gives an F about, that has a real sports league to watch. And second, you know where all the top world competitors tend to play? The Olympics. And as luck would have it, Adam, the Olympics were played more recently than the stupid FIBA World Cup. And someone want to remind me what the U.S. national team did in the Olympics this year?
I got one.
Yes, Adam.
Gold?
You are correct, sir. So, no. We are the current... The U.S. is the current leading team as far as the world, you know, matchups and things go. Like, the U.S. is still number one. We have the most recent title. We don't send our NBA players to the World Cup because... A, that's a lot. I mean, when you're ramping up to the, you know, you're doing NBA seasons and things and playoffs, and already you're getting a shortened break in between to do the Olympics, the thing that people actually care about, you're not also going to give up, like, you're not going to have 2 straight years of not having a break in between seasons because we're playing in, you know, whatever European Cup of whatever.
Yeah, right. Well, this is very simple. It's a two-part plan. Part one is the NBA offers a contract to their star center for the German team. And sees how quick that guy bolts right out of there. And number two, Boston Celtics play this Turkish team or whatever. Whoops them by 30 points. And then we just wash our hands of the whole mess.
Right. Which they're never going to do, because they know, A, the Celtics know it's a lose-lose thing. Like, if you win, okay, great, we were supposed to win, and okay, we validated the things we said, but no one really cares. If they lose, then we never have to hear the end of it from, you know, the rest of the goddamn world.
Oh, yeah.
But
there is that danger.
Let's be honest, though. The Celtics, I feel like, would absolutely, and you know me, I hate Boston sports teams, but they would destroy this Euro trash team. Like,
yep.
There's a reason that all of the best players in the world play for the National Basketball Association. There's a reason, like, this is the league that makes all the money. This is the league that the best talent in the world want to play in, and that goes for, like, all four of the major sports leagues in this country. I'm not counting Major League Soccer in that because, A, I don't consider them a major league in this country, and, B, because no one, not even the most biggest patriot on earth will tell you that MLS is anywhere near the most competitive level of soccer in the world. We all know that's the Premier League, and I'm not going to try and argue otherwise. I'd be an idiot to do that.
I can't remember anybody. I don't even know what the teams are in MLB, in America.
In MLB?
Major League Soccer.
I mean, you also, I would believe you if you told me you didn't know all the teams in MLB. That's fair.
I could name them all eventually.
Could you? Are we doing a this list?
No.
We might be doing a this list is trash next segment now. This might be happening.
All right.
With this, like, there's not another league in the world that compares to the level of talent in the NBA, and I don't want to hear about your diving and flopping and how, those different rules about carrying and traveling, but, like, your version isn't better because you have different rules. That's not how this works. That's not how any of this works.
No.
It's like saying Canadian football is better because you only have three downs instead of four. Like, that's completely different rules at that point, and I don't care about your stupid rules.
Right.
Like, no one's going to argue that there's a better collection of football talent on earth than the people who play in the NFL. That's just a fact. No one's going to argue that there's a league that can compare to the NHL anywhere in the world.
Yep.
What are you going to tell me? What are you going to tell me? The KHL? Oh, you mean the league where the dictator of the country that you're based out of basically has a team that he wants to win every year and bends, you know, the rules and basically intimidates everyone into letting that team win every year. Also, that's where NHL players go when they're washed up and no longer able to play in the NHL.
Exactly, that league.
MLB, who's the other comparable here? Like, the Japanese league where guys, you know, where people, like, go to leave to join MLB and put up all these posting fees and whatnot to sign these guys because they know they're going to make more money here? Okay, the MLB doesn't have a comp then, and certainly the NBA is not threatened by the stupid EuroLeague. There's no way.
No.
Nobody. You're not anything. Like, you're where guys who can't hack it in the NBA go to play when they realize that they can't hack it in the NBA.
Yep.
Like, the sooner you come to that conclusion and realize that for yourselves, the happier you'll be. K. You know what? I've decided I'm going to make you do this now. You decided in the last break to stick your foot directly into your mouth, and I'm kind of impressed by it. And I'm now going to hear Aaron call you out on it. All 30 Major League Baseball teams.
There's only 30?
Yeah, there is actually only 30. Give you 10 minutes on the clock to do this.
10 minutes.
Lightning round, MF-er.
All right.
Oh, he's guys.
Nope.
He's putting his phone away. He's like, nope, I'm not cheating. You're not going to tell me I'm cheating on this one.
No, I'm just commenting on people's posts.
Are you trolling again over there?
Nope. John Connor, the rapper, Michigan rapper, he was talking about movies that kind of trigger your emotions after, you know, the fact. And he like, Infinity War, Avengers, Infinity War. I'm like, I used to watch E.T. with no problem, but now as I get older, I'm like, run, E.T., run! Okay, anyway, all right.
All right, 10 minutes on the clock, go!
Detroit Tigers.
All right, here's one.
Boston Red Sox.
Here's two.
New York Rangers. No, New York Yankees.
Nope, definitely not New York Rangers, sir.
New York Mets.
Okay, yeah. There's number four.
Atlanta Braves.
Number five. These aren't, like, ranked or anything. Of, like, if you're listening to me,
I'm not. I'm just calling them out. Florida Marlins and let me see.
I'll give that to you.
Miami Marlins.
The Miami Marlins.
Miami Marlins. Oh yeah, that's right. Yeah. Well, they haven't won a championship since.
Remember, they only make the playoffs when they win a World Series. Like every until this last time, like they've only made the playoffs twice and had won the World Series in both of them.
Tampa Bay Rays.
All right.
Let me see. We're going down the Eastern Seaboard there. Montreal Expos. No. Washington Senators. Nationals.
Nationals. Yes. The Nationals.
Nationals.
Senators.
let me see. Minnesota Twins.
Yep.
Milwaukee Brewers. Cincinnati Reds. Cleveland
yep.
Guardians. Stupid name.
I agree.
Try.
You're already at like 12. I'm
Pittsburgh
impressed.
Pittsburgh Pirates.
Yep.
Philadelphia Phillies. Let's go. We're going west. Angels of Anaheim. Dodgers.
13 in, and he finally gets the reigning World Series champ.
San Francisco Giants. San Diego Padres. How many teams are there in California? Jeez, save some teams for the rest of us. Vegas A's.
Well, at this point, Sacramento, but yeah, close enough. I'll give
Seattle,
that to you.
Seattle Mariners. Oh, my God. Washington. No, there's not a team. I'm trying to think of Oregon. If they got no, there's no Portland team.
No, there's no Portland team in any professional sport other than the NBA.
No, that's weird. That's weird. Oh, okay, let's go down to Texas. Dallas, Houston Astros.
Okay, yeah.
Texas Rangers.
Yes.
There's no Dallas team. There is a Dallas team? There is not.
The Dallas team is the Texas Rangers.
Texas Rangers, okay. There we go.
Wow, he's going to do this in actually far quicker time than I thought.
Now I'm going up the Midwest here. I'm trying to think. The Cubbies.
Of course.
White Sox. Blue Jays.
Ooh, look at you go.
Yeah, look at me go.
Can't forget about the Blue Jays now.
No, can't.
You're 25, dude.
25.
Oh. You might actually do this.
Diamondbacks.
Correct, sir.
Shoot. Is it Oklahoma? There's none in Oklahoma. Hawaii? No.
No, the only one either.
Alaska? No, it's nice try. Orioles.
Correct, sir.
Three
more.
Yep. Trying to think. I know I'm missing some good ones.
Yep.
Cardinals.
What city?
St. Louis.
Yep, there you go.
Is there two Cardinals in the MLB?
Well, there's other Cardinal teams in other sports. I was kind of hoping he was going to be like the Arizona Cardinals.
Yeah,
and then sit there really confidently about it.
Oh, okay. I got all the ones in Florida, I think.
You're only missing two, and we're only like 4 minutes into this bit.
Okay.
I'm impressed.
All right, so I got a chance to breathe here for a second. Trying to think of who I'm missing. This is the part because, I mean, yeah, I could rapid fire all day, but then it's just like, have I got all in our division? Yes, I got all in our division. Oh, no, Kansas City.
Yeah, the Kansas City Royals. There you go. All right, one more. I have faith in you, Adam. You can do this.
All right.
The best part is I haven't had to give him a single hint yet.
Nope, you
it's
haven't.
Great.
You haven't.
All right. So
Has this team won a World Series?
No, they have not.
Okay. Oh, okay. All right. Is it AL or NL?
National League.
Okay. That doesn't help because I don't know.
I realize I don't actually know who. They've made it to a World Series, but they've never won one.
Okay. All right. Oh, Rockies.
Oh, my God. There you go.
Yeah. I was rooting for him that year, too.
All right, there you go. In less than 5 minutes, I guess that's what I get for calling you out on that.
And now I'm going to quiz you with the Premier League in Turkish Premier League.
The Turkish Premier League,
whatever it was.
Oh, Jesus, I don't think I can name all the teams in the English Premier League, man. Like, yeah. Manchester United, and that's it. Good night, folks.
Do you know who won the WNBA title this year?
Vegas, I think. Maybe. Or was it New York?
I think it's the New York Liberty.
Okay, it was one or two.
I think.
I think those were the two teams in the finals. I don't know.
Okay.
There are four sports leagues I actually pay attention to, and that is not one of... Actually, really, look, I'm lying to you. There's three sports leagues I pay attention to professionally, and the WNBA is not one of them. But then again, the NBA is also not one of them because I don't have a team.
Well, we also heard about the Indiana Fever a lot this year.
Right, and WNBA. I don't even know if they made the playoffs, to be honest with you.
I don't know.
I don't know. I wasn't paying any attention to any of it. Like, again, it's basketball, man. You know that. And that was, you know, the Tigers are actually, I think at the point where they were playing their championship game, we might have still been sucking.
No, wait.
No, because it was fairly late in the year, and we'd started, I think, that was about the point which we turned it around, in which, nope, don't care about anything else. No, fully focused on baseball. Baseball's
yep.
my thing, man. You know this.
Yeah.
It's happy hour. It's Solid State Radio. Happy hour at Solid State Radio as we get set to get the hell out of Dodge here on a Wednesday afternoon. Stick around, a full hour of local original music, I believe, is what's coming up next on a little show that we like to call Solid State Sessions.
Yay.
All being well, we'll talk to you tomorrow afternoon at 3, give or take. See ya!